close that door?
I'm reminding you.
Standing
right?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
You sure, Crossy? We can move down one right here, I reckon.
Oh, yep. I know you're busy sitting.
Everyone moves down one.
That's okay.
No, I don't want Crossy to be uncomfortable.
Got some teamwork in the media center. This is nice.
You know what? I have the first question as well, Crossy.
Leadership,
actually. Go, Crossy.
No,
go,
no,
Crossy.
No. Crossy, we're waiting on you, mate.
Crossy, I suppose, first off, any update on Paddy Ryder and Dan Houston?
Both, we're hoping might be okay. But yeah, further news to sort of come out probably a little bit later. Dan's okay, but I would have thought Paddy's still probably sitting less than 50-50 for this particular game.
If Paddy can't get up, Billy Frampton's obviously
the
guy who'll come in.
Yeah, he's the other one to talk about. Again, we haven't had match committee. We've just pulled apart last week's game. We'll start to lift our eyes and what's coming next. But, you know, clearly on the injury front, when you've got a couple of people missing, it presents other opportunities for other players. And Billy will certainly be in that discussion.
Is he ready, you reckon? Obviously, it'd be a massive challenge to go against Brodie Grundy in his first game.
It is, but again, you know, we've sort of had players that have come in and, you know, Farrell's come in and done a couple of good things for us over the last couple of weeks. So they've been able to present opportunities and sometimes they can really surprise you about what they can do. And he's been thereabouts for a few weeks now, Bill. You know, his form's been pretty solid. Obviously, he'd play on the weekend, but that just makes him fresh.
If Paddy doesn't get up, you have to figure up against Brodie Grundy, don't you?
Potentially so, but I think we've got to probably consider the whole team. It's not just about what one position is. You know, the ideal scenario is one player goes out, another player comes in. So that would be the preference, but we have to sort of throw that all in the melting pot and see what we come up with.
How do you juggle your structure then, Michael? I know Charlie went in to cover Paddy, so obviously he's gone as well. So how do you sort of plug two holes?
Well, it's they're pretty important in terms of the structure. If you just talk about a spine, you know, you need to have one of those in terms of just you know, how you play and your presentation down the line. And Charlie's that for us, as Paddy is also. But if that means we've got to go in more mobile, then we'll do that also. You know, at the MCG, big ground. You know, if we can use all the grass and the way we move the ball, and we can put enough pressure in our forward half, that's what we'll probably look to do. But again, those little bits and pieces out of the game in terms of what that means for match committee, that's probably our next discussion.
The Collingwood's injury woes down back help you then, in terms of you can play a bit of a smaller line?
No, not really. I think it's sort of, you know, all things considered, we've got to look at our own personnel and what we can do and try and match that to our own style and see how close we can get to that. That's probably the priority. You know, one of the other factors comes in is maybe who Collingwood's got down back, but from what I read, they've got a couple up in the air also. So that week is to play out. That's probably the next discussion we need to be able to have, not something that we've necessarily gone over right now.
They don't have the biggest forward line. Dude was playing the ruck in the past. Could he ruck 80% of a game and you're in sort of a hot spot?
They're options, and they're things that we've gone through before. I don't think we've found an adequate solution yet. So you know, so for us, that's something that we've just got to try and not just solve so much the ruck, but even just what we put at ground level. And clearly the other consideration is, you know, how much do we upset the other parts of the ground to get that? So we've got enough, you know, in the early parts of this year without Paddy to sort of make a fairly educated decision on what we need to do next.
Obviously, it was a tough loss to take. How do you analyse the last 2 minutes? Do you go over it fairly analytically? Could you have done things differently? How do you look at it?
Oh, we could have done things differently because it didn't work out. Certainly, I mean, it's an energy zap. The last 48 hours haven't been great 48 hours. We're certainly in a position to win the game. Players showed a, you know, incredible resilience in that last quarter when those injuries happened, and we had one rotation on the interchange bench, and I really toughed it out. But in that little moment, we didn't get it right, and you know, it cost us a game. So that's happened a couple of weeks in a row, so we need to make sure that we're tidying that up. You know, if we looked at our game at the moment, we sort of feel like there's the old 90-10. We've got 90%, you know, going all right. Put a lot of work into our game over the last couple of weeks, playing against some really really good opposition. But we've got this, you know, this 10% of, you know, some moments that we haven't quite got right in big situations. And You know, ability to be able to then complete and score is, you know, complete our plays and finish off our plays is something that we're still, you know, continuing to tinker with and make sure that we get a little bit better at. So what we can't be dispirited by is that 10%. We've got to be encouraged by the 90 that's there, and we'll keep working away on the little moments like that. And, well, not little moments, they're big moments, and we'll get them right.
Helmet size, beautiful thing, but Robbie Gray down back, you know, one of your better clearance players. Should you, in hindsight, have had him on the ball, for example, in that last set of
scrimmage? Oh, it was a difficult one because our normal traditional, you know, who would be involved in that would be, you know, Charlie and Paddy and Westy. So, and Westy was on the ball, and both the other two went on the field. So, you know, the other guys have to adjust quite quickly. So, yeah, probably not the same guys would be playing the same roles, but that was the situation that was thrown in front of us, and we've got to work our way through that. And, you know, in the last 2 or 3 minutes, we probably shouldn't have been in that situation. And, yeah, we just weren't composed enough and to think through that situation. And, you know, we've already discussed it this morning. We've already chatted with the leaders about it, and we're determined to resolve it.
And another one is Cleary, I think, you know, 2 minutes to go, kicks it inside 50. In that sense, do you tell the players to try and chip around, or is it better to keep
That's the debate, isn't it? Do you continue to take territory on the game? And we've certainly had that chat. Yeah, are we owning the ball more and taking some more seconds off the clock? Or do we take territory going inside 50 and get the ball out of bounds? You know, they mark the ball and, you know, the rest is history. So they're really important learning moments. You know, we just hope that with every one of these that does happen to us, that we're just learning a little bit more about each other and what we need to do and the choices we need to make. And that's for coaches and players at the same time. And so we've presented that situation again. Then we can get through it really well, and it might happen this weekend. As we've seen, I mean, we've seen some really close games, and we know how tight the competition is. So, you know, these 4 points that are swinging in minutes are crucial.
I was going to say, does it rest with the coaches as much as the players? In that
absolutely does.
Say, hey, boys, do this better, structure up like this.
No, we own it as much as what the players do. You know, we're looking at our own message and our own clarity and whether we're getting that right. So we're all in that together. There's not one that we sort of sit out and try and pick the players over the coaches, that's for sure.
Michael, with Ryder being 30, his body obviously has some injuries, issues this year with Achilles and now the hip, and no young ruckman knocking the door down. Do you need to look at a mature age player in the off-season?
Oh, potentially. I tell you what, though, the off-season is the furthest thing from my mind right now. You know, the next 7 days are really important to us, so... You know, they're list decisions that get made at the back of the season. We get to learn about things that we've done over our pre-season and, you know, whether we trained the right things and did the right things, and as well as what our list looks like. But as far as we're concerned, we've got a job at hand, and we've got a really important opponent that we've got to get right.
So just on the back of that, sorry, Michael, is it a breakdown because of the result, or are you happy with the decisions being made in terms of, like, Cleary going long? If that ball goes out of bounds and you waste the clock like that, it's a win for you guys. So do you think because of the outcome... It's a fail.
Yeah. Well, it can be looked like that, isn't it? And we can also tend to focus a hell of a lot on that last 2 minutes. But that was the situation. And yeah, look, I think in hindsight, we probably would have wanted to own the ball a lot more rather than go forward. And it was, you know, difficult for even Cluz to probably assess that. I mean, when you look forward, there's no real tall players that are down there. And so there was a lot of different things that were thrown out in that situation. But yeah, I guess if we're looking at it again, we'd try and keep the footy, but it's a interesting discussion, that one, because it's around, you know, do you get it out of bounds and reset and get the numbers in there and really lock it down, or do you own the ball? And that's a pretty tough decision.
So is that a coach's message or an on-field leader's?
Oh, it's both. Yeah,
or...
it's both. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, it's both.
Charlie's a massive out. How do you replace him?
Well, from our point of view, it means that we're forced to go mobile. That's what it means. So, but the injuries come, you know, like that. And they're important players to us. Like Charlie and Paddy are important players. You know, Paddy, we've seen this year, his importance to us as a midfield group, let alone anything else. So they're important players to us. But I see no reason why there's not personnel in there to be able to get the job done for us.
You say more mobile,
It might mean that way. It might mean that way. Yeah. Yeah.
What about a Westhoff or a Watts or something like that, play them deeper?
That could be potential, but I'd be really ahead of myself if I was actually sitting here solving that situation with our coaches actually catching up and chatting about that.
It's not a full-on
forwards kicking bags in the sand for those, that you sort of have to manufacture that solution a little bit from within?
Yeah, absolutely. We've still got the method there. Again, if you looked at it from a, if you looked at it from a personnel point of view, then it's easy to look at Charlie and sort of say that, that'll have a significant impact. But if you're looking at it from a style and a method point of view about what we want to create in our game style, well, it's solvable. So, and we believe it is. And so our focus doesn't change on what we're trying to create and the style that we're trying to play.
How is he, Charlie?
Ah, no, he's a little bit down. He's obviously, whenever you get the news that you're not playing for the rest of the season, it's not great, but he's, you know, doing as well as can be expected. And we just hope that he recovers pretty soon.
Has he had surgery?
No, I don't think he's had the surgery yet, so he goes into surgery this week, yeah.
How big's the challenge to not sort of feel sorry for yourself? The injuries, two games where you could be on 14, you're on 12. How big's that challenge to sort of put that
in? I find it easy. Because it depends on what you're focusing on. As I said, what you can be dispirited by is that we haven't closed out the games. And the significance of that is the swing in the games is obviously significant. I mean, that would be probably stating the obvious. But what I'd also, I think, is important to acknowledge is that the 90% that we're doing really well against some really quality opposition is something we should give equal importance to and emphasis to. So what we walk away with is a really clear picture that we've got to complete our, we've got to get and complete our plays better, and we've got to work our way through big moments. That's not that far away.
So it's a similar problem last year, and it's easy, I guess, to make comparisons because you've had the two identical games almost. So,
yep.
So where are Port at? Are they a better team or a worse team than you were 12 months ago?
Oh, well, I think the results are saying around about, if you talk about just pure ladder position, we're sitting roughly around about the same area. But I think we're closer in many ways because we've had more closer games this year. And again, where the swings and roundabouts go is that gets determined at the end of the year. So as we sit right now, we're sort of sitting on the cusp of the eight. Where you determine is what happens in the next 2 weeks. So the consequences of this and what you do after that to us doesn't really matter because from our point of view, there's a really important game this week. They'll determine the outcome of where we finish this year, and that makes it a big 7 days.
Michael, why can't you score? Your scoring's been average all year and really poor in the last 6 weeks.
Oh, I think I spoke about it, yeah. About completing our plays and finishing. We feel like we're getting some really good build-up through the middle of the ground, but we're not finishing it off. And that's varied a little throughout the year in terms of what that actually is, whether it's the final kick inside 50 or whether that's just finishing in front of goal. But that's something that hasn't been consistent enough this year. So we've got to keep working at that to get it consistent. It is much closer than where it's been, but it's clearly not at the level that we need it to be.
And it makes it hard to win because you've defensively been.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, and we don't shy away from that. We feel like still being able to hit the scoreboard and really maximise puts pressure on the opposition because they're forced to do something different. They're forced to change their strategy, even their style of play, and might even get desperate themselves. But, you know, when we get our chances, we still have to maximise what that looks like for us.
You're going to lose a couple this week, but you might get some back this week as well. Any
play? Well, I mean, you know, Sam Pelpepa and Riley Bonner are the two that didn't play last week. So, you know, I imagine they'll get talked about this week to come into the side, yeah, if needed.
You, regardless of the 10% in the last couple of matches, but you've lost, I think, four of the last five. So as a coaching group, do you feel like you're far from in form? That you haven't quite
been? No, I would completely disagree with that form discussion. Absolutely. I would say a month ago, yeah, I'd agree with you. Not now. No way.
Why?
For the reasons I highlighted. Because if that 90-10... we had to put that in, I'd probably say it was more 50-50, whereas we've got a lot closer over the last couple of weeks against quality opposition and being able to execute it under enormous pressure. And sometimes you've got to acknowledge some things that were really good about that game. And the last 2 minutes is something that we've got to make sure we get right. But I can't but acknowledge our group for the last 30 minutes and the way that they were able to show complete resilience and resolve and hang in there for 30 minutes when the pressure was right against us.
What did you think as soon as Jezza marked it?
That's probably a moment where I wasn't that confident. It might have been a little bit to do with history.
I think Eagle was on him later on.
That's right.
Was that the way it was supposed to be?
Well, he pushed forward. And sort of that matchup eventuated. So, I mean, we should have been able to defend that ball. We had numbers back there, and we didn't get it done. Cheers. Thanks.
Cheers.